Listen to this. For some people, it sends a tingle down their spine. Or so they say. I wonder if we're all being conned.
Don't you know I'm no good for you?
Well, there are some weird noises, aren't they? It's amazing what happens when you take a normal, everyday occurrence and amplify the sound. It's become a real trend. Probably amongst younger people than myself, but so what? It's called ASMR, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. You can listen to people tapping a block of chocolate or crushing some paper, peeling an orange. Now, for some people, this has apparently a spectacular effect. So we thought we'd better find out some more about it. To do so, we're talking with Jamie Lauren Kalis. She's a regular contributor to the New York Times magazine and has recently written an article on just this. Jamie Lauren Kalis, welcome to Counterpoint.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
It's a bit weird, don't you think?
Oh, I think it's extremely weird. It's one of those internet stories that you just hear about it and you say, I can't believe we're living in times where something like this exists.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've watched some dumb things on television and on YouTube, frankly, but I don't think I could sit and watch someone tapping a bar of chocolate.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, if you don't feel the tingles that these videos cause, the feeling that people call ASMR, then it's really hard to understand what's going on because you're just watching these videos, you're saying, why would someone want to watch someone tap a bar of chocolate or rip a piece of paper or whisper? Whispering is the most common trigger by far.
A man unlocking a damaged padlock or someone brushing their hair. I mean, these are everyday occurrences, aren't they?
Yeah, most people who feel the ASMR feeling, just from interviewing them, a lot of people told me that they first had it when they were a child, either like watching another student in school do a math problem or hearing the teacher read a book quietly. So all these feelings are kind of drawn from like everyday interactions. And just what makes the genre on YouTube so strange is that they're abstracted from real life. So you're just seeing them in the vacuum of YouTube. You're not seeing them in a classroom or in a hair salon or in the places where we usually encounter sound.
Do we have any idea where this started as a YouTube sensation or as a social media sensation? Did one person post something, or was this already a phenomenon that people were engaging in and collectively a number decided to get on the net? Do we have a history of where this started?
Yeah, so basically scientists think that this feeling has existed for potentially a long period of time, but it wasn't until the internet that people started finding each other by searching for it. So people who were feeling the feeling would put in tingling head and spine, and for a long time nothing would show up. But then sometime around like between 2007 and 2009, this message board called Steady Health started to take off. And as people would search for a brain orgasm or tingling head and spine, they would describe these feelings, they'd all start hitting on this message board post. And from there, kind of a community developed of people discussing this feeling and sharing the different feelings that triggered it. And it was out of that discussion that the name ASMR came into being.
And do we have any idea how widely it spread? I mean, I was surprised when I was at a dinner and mentioned to some people there that we were going to interview someone, you, on this new phenomena about people listening to. And they said straight away, oh, ASMR. Well, okay, this is more wide than I imagined. Do we have any idea just how widely spread it is?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a pretty widespread phenomenon at this point. Like here in the States during the Super Bowl, the big football game, there was a beer ad for, I think, Michelob Ultra that had ASMR in it. So like it's a pretty commonly known thing at this point. It kind of spread from message board posts over to YouTube through people kind of sharing these accidental ASMR videos, where maybe it would be a lecture or a tutorial on how to knit or something, and people would get the tingling feeling. So other people started making videos intentionally to trigger the feeling. And just through the YouTube algorithm and kind of like the ability to search for these videos through the new name ASMR, it started to spread and it would pop up in the sidebar and new people would find out about it. So it was really a gradual process that happened over the course of maybe 10 years and just more people finding the videos, more people enjoying them, more people starting to make them. But at this point, there's a lot of celebrity fans of ASMR. I mean, Cardi B, the rapper, has made ASMR videos. It's definitely not as much of a niche phenomenon as it started as.
Yeah. I'm talking with Jamie Lauren Kalis, a regular contributor to the New York Times Magazine, about ASMR. You've got to get into this.
Well, I have to congratulate you because apparently in doing this article, you did hundreds of hours of research. And I thought, well, that's okay. If, you know, if you want to write for the New York Times, you can't just spend 20 minutes on something. But then I read on to see that you were watching women chew gum, swallow octopus sashimi, simulate eye exams, just turn pages of books, and even better, peel dried glue off artificial ears. I mean, this takes commitment. This takes commitment, Jamie. You did really well.
I mean, it's such a weird world, and I really wanted to make sure I got it right, because I think when you hear about something like this, you think, oh, this has got to be some weird sex thing, or these people have got to be freaks. And I really wanted to make sure that I understood, like, the different subgenres of the videos and why people enjoyed them. So that just took a lot of watching something that I think initially started off as pretty boring to me, but as I came to understand this community, they're very enjoyable. They're really relaxing. I mean, sometimes I'd be watching them, I'd fall asleep. Even though I didn't get the tingles, like, it's still pretty relaxing to watch someone get a massage or get their hair cut.
Yeah. You think about 500 of these are being loaded up each day.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get a good count because YouTube doesn't really give stats on the different popularity of things on their site. But yeah, just from counting them up every day, it seems like they come into being at a very fast pace.
Mm. And did you speak to many people who could describe the feeling to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, most of the people that are interested in researching the feeling experience the feeling themselves.
Oh, fair enough.
And it's pretty commonly described as like a tingling feeling or like a effervescent feeling, like a soda maybe spreading across your scalp, like bubbly. A lot of people call it a brain orgasm because it has this kind of peaking quality where it like comes to a head and then sort of decelerates. But yeah, it sort of starts in the head and then it moves down your neck and shoulders and throughout your body and kind of dissipates.
Right. Now, you say you don't have it. Do they know anything about the differences between the sort of people that do or can experience this and those that can't?
They don't know too much. So there's just not a lot of medical and scientific research on the subject of ASMR, partly because it's hard to justify research funds for this as compared to like cancer or something But yeah, there are some different studies on personality types and how people react to different stimuli. So whether people get chills from music or whether people are very sensitive to sound. But we really don't know at this point. And I mean, we've only really been able to study this kind of brain stuff since the 80s in depth when we started having fMRI machines and other types of scientific things that could measure activity in the brain. So it's going to be a long time, I think, until we really understand this.
Indeed. Well, where do we go to from here? Do you think it's going to spread? I mean, as I said, I hadn't heard about it until I read the article, and then I understood that other people had heard about it. It wasn't that new. And 500 a week might not be a lot globally, but if it's exponentially expanding, it's going to become a very big phenomenon. Or is it going to be perhaps just limited to the people now engaging in it?
I think it'll probably level out on the internet if I had to guess. But something that was really interesting to me is I spoke to this Dr. Craig Richards, who wrote a book called Brain Tingles, which is sort of a guide to how to integrate ASMR into your life. And he really thought that the future of ASMR was not on the internet, but in person. So maybe instead of going to a spa to get a massage or a facial, you might go there to get a personalized ASMR treatment. And I actually did experience that in the article. I went to this one-on-one ASMR practitioner and really got the chance to experience it one-on-one. And even though I didn't feel the tingles, it was very relaxing. I don't think it was any weirder than getting a massage, which is pretty weird when you think about it from a distance. So
sure.
The future is in person.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. One of the key things people seem to comment from this is that it draws them in and is extraordinarily relaxing. And if it's no more than that, it's not a bad thing, is it?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where a bunch of people came together on the internet in this sort of weird way, and for once it resulted in something good instead of something chaotic. But I don't really see too many downsides to this. It seems like it makes a lot of people feel relaxed and happy.
This is a great topic. I'm now on the search for ASMR that can do it to me. Jamie Lauren Kalis, regular writer for the New York Times Magazine, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Now let's have a listen to that Super Bowl ad for the beer.
Let's all experience something. together. This place, so pure, you can feel it. This beer, so pure, you can taste it.
Well, I don't know if that made your head tingle, but it didn't mine. It did make me want to go and get a lemonade.